Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with my gorgeous, delightful, amazing mother. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm a bundle of stress and tiredness and delusion, and I didn't know where I am or what I'm doing.
You're perfect.
That's all.
this will pass, my sweetie. It's just a fleeting moment in time. It just feels like all of it's right now.
We'll explain it all later. We'll talk about my new house and my whole week. But what do? We start with the holidays. Mom, this is on you. Take it away while I drink my monster.
If you want to take a little nap while I do this.
Good night.
Today is World Menopause Day.
You did that.
World Menopause Day. It's brutal, people. Be kind to your mothers.
How long does menopause last?
Forever.
I thought it was like a year and then it's done.
No, it's more than that because it starts with little symptoms and you don't even know it. And then it builds and it builds and it builds and then your life explodes and then it tapers down. And now I'm fine. But it's... Be nice to your mothers.
It's like having PMS randomly all the time.
Oh yeah. And hot flashes, like, oh, you can't. It's okay.
I remember you hating the hot flashes.
It was miserable, but yeah. I went through it early. So yay for me.
Okay.
Anyway, tomorrow's evaluate your life day. Go ahead. Evaluate your life. Are there changes you need to make? Do it.
I'm not making a single other change for the rest of
Rachel,
my life.
You can evaluate your life and go, oh, look where I was. Look where I am now. You don't have to change. Everyone should be growing, but you take a pause. You can take a pause.
I would love to take a pause.
Okay. October 20th, International Sloth Day.
I love a sloth.
Just don't talk like a sloth.
That is the least funny thing on the planet. And screw, what was it? Zootopia? That movie that made that a thing that made every kid do that.
But the commercial that it showed it just for like 10 seconds was funny. But then I realized, oh, this just keeps going on and on. No. But anyway, sloths are amazing. I forgot to bring my buttons over. October 21st is Count Your Buttons Day.
I just threw away a bag of buttons.
Rachel! Listen. I love buttons. I love to collect little buttons.
I did not want to carry it to my new house.
That's okay. I have a jar of buttons that my mom had when we were growing up. You've seen it. And I used to play with them as a child, and now my grandkids play with the buttons.
Did we just have a conversation about this?
I think we did, but I didn't show it. I was going to show it today.
Was it on this podcast? Why were we talking about buttons before?
Hey, buttons, squirrels, chickens, it's all very exciting.
It's all relevant.
October 22nd is National Nut Day. Eat your nuts.
You gonna get some nuts for your squirrels?
Oh, they have nuts. I have a huge container of, you know, those big paint things you get from Home Depot?
Paint
or Osh. Oh, they're paint cans, but they're not paint cans. What do they call those?
A bucket? Lid?
Yeah, bucket. That's it. Thanks.
Oh my God, I just leaked. Oh my God, there's blood everywhere.
Your disc slipped. You okay, babe?
Okay. So we just had to take a slight moment.
I'm telling you.
It's the heaviest day of my period.
Being a woman.
All right. Nut day? What are we talking about?
anything. Oh, okay, this will make you happy. You all right?
I'm great. Continue.
Did you wash your hands?
I washed my hands.
Okay. October 23rd, National Pit Bull Awareness Day. What can you make us aware of pit bulls, Rachel?
Since they will lick every crevice of your body if you let them. That sounded really gross. Wait, I meant like they like your armpits, your elbow pits, and your knee pits. They will lick that until their dying day. So watch out.
Watch out. October 24th is National Baloney Day. Not baloney. You're full of baloney. Not that kind of baloney. Baloney you eat. That was the big thing that people ate after World War II, the Depression era. When I grew up, that's what my mom would send in our lunchbox. Wonder Bread with a piece of bologna in there.
And mayo. You never fed us bologna.
No, because I was so sick of it by the time.
I don't recall ever eating bologna in my life.
But every once in a while, I get a hankering for a bologna sandwich. But I would never go buy it and fix it, need it, because it's
I feel like
not good.
I was left out because I never had a bologna sandwich and I can't eat meat now.
Now you're a vegan. Well,
dairy-free pescatarian.
That's true. True. 25th is a sourest day.
Don't
be sour. It's sour candy. Sour worm, sour patches, whatever those things are. Yeah. The 26th is National Pumpkin Day. Rachel, are you going to get some pumpkins?
If I have an ounce of time, I would love to.
Just run right out today and do it. You have time.
So much time.
We did. We got some pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. You went to the pumpkin patch. Did you carve them?
No, not yet. Don't be silly. They're right.
What do you mean?
Because by the time you put them out on Halloween, they're all shriveled and gross. But I'm so I'm waiting. And then you know what I'm going to do with them?
Tell me.
I've got like four of them or five. Flynn picked them all out. I'm going to put one out, cut open for the squirrels. And then I'm going to give the other ones to the chickens.
Adorable.
Yeah. Okay. October 27th is National Black Cat Day. Have we ever owned a black cat?
Puka.
But she was mixed with other colors.
Oreo. He was black and white.
Black and white. Yeah.
Well, we haven't had just straight black. No.
No. Those are cool cats. Yeah. 28th, National First Responders Day, EMTs, firemen, policemen, rescue squads. Yay. Thank you for all the hard work you do. Being the first ones there. Rachel, that's a big deal.
I got nothing against first responders. Relax.
The 29th, National Internet Day.
I switched internet providers and it is so much faster. I have fiber.
Yay.
I have fiber that like Good is instant. It takes me 30 seconds to upload.
We're trying to get that in Santa Barbara, but Cox Cable has monopoly. Watch, now my cable will go out. So
I'm on AT&T now. I was on Spectrum. Now I have an AT&T. I gotta say AT&T is pretty much killing it.
Cool. October 30th, National Candy Corn Day.
I like those.
We've talked about this.
Yes, we have.
You either hate them or you love them.
Yeah, I love them.
And October 31st, National Caramel Apple Day.
You mean Halloween?
No, it's actually National Caramel Apple Day and Halloween. I have that on here.
Oh, I thought you were just ending it there.
No.
I at least know this day.
Do you think there'll be trick-or-treaters since there's...
Yeah,
I think there will be.
There will 100% be trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, and they have the masks on, so win-win.
Done.
Yeah.
Just throw candy at people as they walk by your house.
Well, no, we have our little swing set up and we're going to sit by our fountain. Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
And enjoy the bubbly. And I have little lights that I put in it. So I'll turn them orange on Halloween night.
That's
just for
cute.
Funsies.
That's and cute, Mom.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Your dogs are barking.
I'm sorry. I can't control everything. I gave up control of a lot of things in my life just to be more peaceful. Within myself. So if she wants to bark, she can bark.
I didn't mean for that to be like a self-reflection thing.
Well, that's on tomorrow when I evaluate my life day.
There you go. All right. That's it for all the holidays.
That's it. I'm done.
All right. Then before we move on to the news segment of the day, let's check to see if we have any sponsors, which I know we do. We have like four this episode. So sponsor.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
All right, the news. Okay, I have not been on the internet in like a month, and it's killing me. Like, I post rarely, but then it's because I have been moving. I finally announced that I'm moving. I'm currently in my new house. I don't have an office yet because the garage is going to be converted into my office, and that is not currently done. But Natasha wanted us to talk about that I'm moving houses. So it's been a long process. Let me just take you through my days. If you're always wondering, like, why didn't you post a vlog? Because I don't have time. I've been getting about 3 to 4 hours of sleep every night. I wake up at 6 a.m. and immediately start whatever work I have to get done, like internet work, like where we're recording this at 8 a.m. I was writing out this podcast at 6 a.m., recording the brand deals. Now I'm doing this. And then after I'm done with whatever work I immediately have to get done in that hour, in those few hours, I then drive back to my old house and either pack it up or fix up things. Cause I have to be out completely out today. Everything has to be completely, completely out. And then over the next week, I have to finish up the projects. I don't know. It's a whole thing, but, I've been driving to my old house every day, fixing it
back
up, then coming back here,
back and forth,
been coming back to my new place and finishing up any projects or giving my opinions, because girlfriend's family has been here and they are so helpful. They've been helping finish up the new house. But it's like I come home and they're like, okay, this is what we did. What do we have to do tomorrow? And then I have to, like, I'm a foreman. Like, you have to get this has to be done and this has to be done. You do this and this, and I'm like, I'm the kind of final say. And so it's back and forth. And then, you know, there's people all around, and I'm like, okay. And then I eventually, like, I can't fall asleep because I'm so stressed because I have all these things to do. And so every day has just been I don't have time for anything.
And this will pass.
I'm not like upset or anything. I'm just exhausted.
Yeah. You're not complaining.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, I hate it because I haven't been able to open TikTok. I haven't been able to post a TikTok. I have a vlog that's half edited of me going to the Lady Gaga concert that I haven't had time. I just haven't even had an hour to just finish editing and upload that. So I'm currently just going insane. Last night we got in bed at 9. Your girlfriend's like, let's go to sleep. You need sleep. I'm going to cuddle you. You can watch something and fall asleep. We got in bed at like 9:30. I don't think I fell asleep till midnight because, like, I just couldn't. Yep. I think it was probably one, actually.
It's hard to unwind. It's hard to unwind.
Yeah. And it was nice because, like, she was cuddling me. It's exactly how I normally immediately fall asleep. And my brain was like, nope, tomorrow's going to suck. You're exhausted. Your body hurts because I've been doing manual labor. Like a full day of manual labor while also doing a full day of internet work. And so my brain is just completely fried and my body's completely fried. So
And the travel wears on you too.
Yes, going back and forth between the houses. It's not a short drive. It's not super, super long, but it's not short. Yeah. And so it's like, it drags on. And then if there's traffic, because in LA, if there's traffic, 10 miles takes 40 minutes.
So today should be your last big
today is my last
day down
day
there.
From hell.
Okay.
Today's my last day from hell. I think. Because I go to the house and I finish up. I'm finishing up all the projects. And then I think I just have like two more truckloads of stuff. And
your truck.
I have a truck.
Yeah, your truck.
My truck.
Not.
Oh, I drove a U-Haul.
A U-Haul. Yeah.
Oh, I was a U-Haul lesbian for a day, and that was.
I've driven U-Hauls.
Yeah, I'm fine driving them. It's just you have to be extra aware, and you, like, it just takes more brain power to drive. I'm a confident driver. I wasn't scared I was going to crash or anything. It's just like, I can't just you know, put on auto drive like I do on my Tesla and go. Yeah. but Spooky Ellie wanted me to talk about the Lady Gaga concert I went to.
Yeah.
Did I talk to you about this? I talked to Dad about it.
No, I've been dying to hear. I even sent you a text. I can't wait to hear about Lady Gaga stuff.
I have the vlog that is just, I just need an hour and then it can be on the internet. I don't have an hour.
Tomorrow you'll have an hour.
Rachel, when you can't sleep, why don't you work? And I'm like, because I'm trying to fall asleep. I'm trying my hardest to fall asleep. Yeah. And so if I get up and edit, I'm guaranteed no sleep. But the Lady Gaga, okay, we booked this months ago before we knew we were getting a house. And so the timing was garbage. Like I had to, in the middle of moving houses, I didn't have to go, but we went to Vegas to go see a Lady Gaga concert. I loved it. It was so great. So it was all jazz songs. It's her jazz and piano thing. She used to do it with Tony Bennett, but he retired. Mm-hmm. And they did an album together. And so she sings all the songs from the album called Love Is For Sale. And it's just this giant orchestra. And it's just her with this, like, it's not like a pop concert at all. It's right. Very much just like a jazz concert. And she's hilarious in between each set. And she does jazz renditions of like five of her original songs. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Born This Way, Paparazzi, Bad Romance. She does, I think, one or two other ones. But she does jazz renditions of them all. And they're great. Like, mm-hmm. The audience is older couples or gays between 20 and 40. Like, that's what the audience is not. It wasn't, like, filled with teenagers. Definitely an older audience.
Yeah.
And it was great. We loved it. The musicians were so talented. She's amazingly talented. She's such a great singer. She's really good at jazz. Apparently, she grew up with jazz. And she really respects it. It's not like, she was like telling you the history of each song, who wrote it, how jazz was created, and why it's different than other music. Like, it was educational. It was fun. If anyone has the chance to go see it, she's only there for October, but I think she'll probably do it again. She just does short residencies, but I thought it was so cool. And the whole time I was like, Mom and Dad would love this. I thought you guys would have a blast there.
Yeah.
But yeah, and girlfriend, that Gaga is her favorite human on the planet, besides me. But it's her, like, her favorite celebrity and her favorite artist. So she was free. Oh my God, hold on a second. Hello? The man that's going to do my fence is coming right now. His name is Thor.
Okay.
But
here, not at the other one.
At my new place. I'm getting a fence put around my entire perimeter so my dogs can't escape.
I'm like, honey, I don't think you can make that 20 minutes.
Anyway.
Okay.
No. So all right, let's talk about the actual news of the day. We're going to get through this in 20 minutes. Ready, set. Tegan wanted to talk about how Adele is releasing a new album. People are obsessed with Adele. I think everyone is just a massive fan of Adele.
Is she hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she hello?
Gotcha.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
In the Miranda show, so.
All right. Apparently Doja Cat made a Miranda Sings impression while she was playing a video game. It was a hip, she was saying, who? Like, don't call me a Doja Cat. She's a singer.
Okay.
She was like, don't call, I'm not a hypocrite. And then she went, immigrant.
Oh.
So, but that was it. It was just the word hypocrite.
That's all right.
Yeah. Cammy wanted us to talk about how Addison Rae got her TikTok permanently banned for multiple community guideline violations. So Addison Rae is like one of the top TikTokers.
Mm-hmm.
She obviously got her account back. It was, you know, the second she called someone, they're like, oh, we can't have our top creator not do that. It's because the rules don't apply to the top people. That's just how it always is. No matter what.
That's not how it should be. The rules should apply to everyone equally.
Yeah, but like,
unless
if she
I'm
got
in
her-
charge and you're my kids.
Yeah, I know. And then other things. Kourtney Kardashian is now engaged to Travis Barker.
Yes, she is. In Montecito. He asked her on the beach in Montecito in front of the Miramar.
There was roses everywhere.
The flowers shaped in a rose. No, a rose is shaped in a flower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were roses everywhere.
Yes, there was.
Demi Lovato said the term alien is offensive, like extraterrestrial aliens, not like illegal aliens. So they said on their podcast that the term alien, as an extraterrestrial alien, is offensive.
To whom?
I don't know why I didn't read into it. I was
maybe it was a joke.
It wasn't. It wasn't a joke.
What
I know that much.
What are we supposed to call them?
I don't know. I just can't handle. Like,
so what about ET? I mean, come on. Is that offensive?
I don't.
Trust. No, maybe that's not an ET. Well, okay, never mind.
I don't know, and I don't know why, and I'm having a hard time comprehending things.
Honey, you're tired.
I'm so tired, but that's weird, right?
It's weird. What? Okay. Oh, okay.
I think the argument was that it's because they can't, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Like, there are things to get upset about, and then there are things that you just let it be.
Let it be. Let it be.
Let's get upset about, like, actually offensive terms.
Yes.
And, like, the racism that's happening on Earth.
Yes.
Let's do that. I haven't been on the internet the past few weeks, but every time I have popped on Twitter for half a second, I've noticed that the theme right now is red flag tweets, where you say a sentence and then it's a sentence that would be like a red flag if someone said it, and then you put a bunch of the red flag emojis after it.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. What's a red flag? It's supposed to be funny stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
the new trend.
The new trend. I can't even think of a funny thing to tweet. I can't. My brain isn't there. But it's like, I wear socks to bed, and then that's a bunch of red flag emoji tweets because you think that that's a red flag for someone.
Why is that a red flag?
I'm trying really hard to make an example.
Okay.
Or I like drinking warm water. It's weird on a red flag.
Okay.
Stop! You're judging me?
I'm not judging you.
I'm dying.
Oh my goodness.
All right. That's all the news I had.
Oh, okay. Red flag. I don't know. You're red flagging everything.
It's sentences that... Did I leak again? No.
Oh, Rachel.
I didn't!
Okay. Get that disc aligned.
It is. It's just when you move a bunch and then I laugh, muscles contract.
All right.
I think we're just going to move on to the few questions I have. So, but first, let's check to see if we have any more sponsors for today.
Sponsor. I feel like you have megaphone because of Miranda, a megaphone or something, because you were holding it up like this. Like,
oh, I don't have a place to clip my microphone.
You don't have anything set up yet, babe. I'm on the floor of
this is my soundproofing over here.
A little extra room in your house.
Yeah, I'm in, like, the closet room. There's, like, this extra room in my house that's nothing. It's the fourth bedroom.
Laundry.
Well, it's technically a room because there's a closet. But the room is, like, 7 feet by 7 feet. It's a very small room. And for those wondering, a normal room is about double the size. So, unless you're in New York. But
it's a cute little room.
It's a cute room, but
it's right off
the
laundry room, and it's cute.
I don't know what to do with it, but right now I'm in it, and this is going to be my space until the garage is done. Anyway, Maggie wants to know what the hardest part of moving is.
Oh, gosh.
Everything.
Yes.
I hate moving.
And how many times have you moved? Dad was trying to figure out how many times he's helped you girls move.
I can't. I don't know. I moved... Since I was 18, I moved about once a year.
Yeah.
And then I was in my old house for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was nice.
Yeah.
Now it's
well,
not.
you were in that one apartment down the street from Colleen's for a little while.
Oh, that 2 years? One bedroom. I was in there for, I think it was 18 months.
Oh, 18 months. Okay. Well, that was close. Almost 2 years.
Yeah. The hardest part of moving, the lack of sleep, the body pain.
Yeah. And all the detail.
It is the details. It's like
it's not like you're moving from an apartment to an apartment. You
it's a full house.
This house, and you're responsible for everything in it.
Yes.
And the house itself.
Yeah.
And disclosing everything or whatever.
Yeah. I have own a lot.
Actually, then, like, but it's not that much like junk. It's just because it's a house. I have to fill a house.
Right.
It's a lot of stuff. Right. So I don't know what the hardest part of moving is. I'm just going to say
being tired.
The exhaustion. What it does to me emotionally.
Yeah.
You haven't had to move in 37 years.
No, I have not. Thank goodness. Because when we moved into this house, Tim and I sat on the floor and I said, how are we ever going to fill this house up? We only had one child.
It was just Christopher at that time.
Yeah. And we were using a twin bed as a couch in the living room. Mm. My old childhood twin bed.
Okay.
And just, we just did, and boy, we filled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We filled it.
Marto wants to know one thing you'll miss most about the old house. My front yard.
That's Joy and I were standing. Joy loves that house just as much as me.
And that's her home away from home.
And we were hanging out at my house. And like I pretty much built that house myself. Like I renovated every inch of it. I've painted every wall. I redid the floors. I redid all of the doors. That house was my
kitchen.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. I bought it myself, all by myself when I was 26. Like I didn't know what I was doing and I did it all. I figured it out. And so like I love that whole house, but that front yard, I put up a fence around it by myself.
It's a nice fence.
And it's completely fenced in now, and it's got a good yard, and my neighborhood is extremely quiet. And so you can just sit out there. We all decided we like the front yard more than the backyard, and we just like to sit out there with the dogs, and they get to watch people go by. And Joy and I were standing out there, and we looked at each other, we're like, man, we're gonna miss this front yard. My new house doesn't really have a front yard, and the backyard is kind of in a noisier area. So it's like
that
piece. Yeah,
but that yard is that your new one. That's going to be nice.
Oh, it's going to be nice.
It's gonna be
nice.
And you can see and it feels open.
No, it's a good yard. I like my yard now. Yeah. But the old house, it was just like I worked so hard to make it perfect, and then it was perfect in the end. And Joy and I were like, we're going to miss this yard.
Yeah.
It's a good yard. Very excited about my new house and moving, but I'm going to be sad because that house I've put everything into.
Sure.
And then Damari wants to know from both of us, the best and worst purchase you've ever made.
The best purchase I ever made was my Roomba.
You love that Roomba.
I love my Roomba.
I'm going to say the best purchase I ever made, I think, was my truck.
Yeah, you've used that a lot.
I really like my truck.
Yeah.
My ex tried to make me get rid of it at one point, and I was like, no. I stood firm on that one. I was like, no, I'm not getting rid of my truck. It's the feminizer. I'm not getting rid of the feminizer.
And worst purchase.
I don't know.
I can't remember. Probably because once we get rid of what it is we didn't like, you put it out of your mind.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Put
I was
it
like,
away.
I'm sure I've bought things. I was like,
oh yeah,
that was a waste of money.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm pretty smart about my purchases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Me either. It is. It's like you get it out of your life so you don't have to.
Because I've bought some meals that were like, I was like, this is trash. I can't eat this.
Yeah.
But it's like, it wasn't the worst purchase I've ever made because it wasn't like a crazy amount of money.
No.
Anyway.
Maybe ours would have been a car that we bought from a friend and that thing broke down all the time. It was a red Volvo. It was a mess.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was expensive to fix and we got it. And it's just because you buy it from a friend didn't mean it was cheap.
Mm-mm. No.
And we really couldn't afford it at the time, but we got it because it was a Volvo and we were.
Yes.
And it was a mess.
All right.
I think that would be it.
All right. That makes sense. All right. That's all the questions and news I have for today. Guys, after this week, I will be back full force on the internet.
Yay!
I apologize for my slight absence. I still post twice a week on my main channel and I still try an Instagram and stuff, but I have been very absent and I apologize. I am starting Vlogmas November 1st. But after this week, I will be out completely of my old house and in my new place. So I'll be in one location. So a lot of my time won't be taken by driving or fixing at my old place. I'm here and nothing is urgent. So I can be on the internet as much as I want. Oh, God, how I want to be back on that internet. I miss it. I miss you all so much. And I know it's been hard for me, so it might be slightly hard for you. All right. That's it. I'm done. Mom, okay. You want to take us out?
Okay. Okay. Relax, Rachel. Relax.
I need to go listen to a little podcast called Relax.
Now, it doesn't make me relax to listen to their podcast. I sit there and grin from ear to ear because it's so entertaining.
They're always bickering.
The whole time. They're always... And it's funny. Anyway, okay, we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.